episode 2918 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. You're listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. 2918, no job search podcast and Apple podcast is anywhere near that number of shows. And I'll just simply say it is a pleasure to be serving you. I know a lot of you need my help. It's why I do this show. It's why I've got Job Search TV on YouTube. And more importantly, why I've made more concise all my knowledge that I think will be useful to you at jobsearch.community. Go there, take advantage of the free stuff. Take a look at some of my options that will help you with your search. Make a decision for yourself, because the skills needed to find a job are different from those needed to do a job. Most of you are very good at what you do, but you're amateurs at job search, and it shows. It's why so many people are struggling to find work. Again, that's jobsearch.community. Today's show, I answer a question from someone who wants to know, what do people who are good at interviewing know that other people don't? It's a simple answer, and I've got much more detail at jobsearch.community. Hope you find this helpful. Give the show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it, and I'll be back in just one moment. What do people who are good at job interviews understand that others don't? This is a favorite of mine. And what I'll say is, what they understand is that there's a macro and a micro to every question that you're asked. The micro is, can you answer the question? The macro relates to who you are as a person and how your background and knowledge fits into the overall role. So, you know, I have done so many videos where I talk about the best question to ask at any interview. You have to ask that at the beginning in order to understand the macro. Even if you have a job description, as I tell people time and again, job descriptions may be 80% accurate, and the missing piece in that 20 can be pivotal. So you need to ask about how they see the job before they start getting into their questioning, so that in this way, you understand that there's a macro and a micro to ask to any question that you're being asked. And that if you address the micro, you may be right, but you're not really speaking to what their need is. And thus, you know, although technically you may be right, the answer you're giving is wrong. So don't neglect the macro when you're answering a micro question. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.